When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man, the Levite. And they turned in thither and said unto him, Who brought thee hither? And what makest thou in this place, and what hast thou here?
For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous? Or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Tell me, O thou whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? Woe unto him that striveth with his maker! Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? Or thy work he hath no hands? O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee, the pain, as of a woman in travail. Then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie, in that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot, in that thou scornest hire, and makest men as the fishes of the sea, as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him, and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. Then said he also to him that bade him, When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God. Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God?